Hi, this is Tony Robbins. Welcome to another edition of Power Talk. I think you're going to especially enjoy this Power Talk. And the reason is I'm incredibly passionate about this subject. You say, well, what else is new? You're passionate about everything. Well, that's true to a certain extent. But this subject that we're going to talk about today, I believe, is the core strategy and discipline that has literally shaped my personal destiny. It is the core of who I am as a person, and it has created virtually every aspect of success that I have the privilege to enjoy in my life, whether it be the quality of my relationship with my wife or my kids or my friends or associates, whether it be my economic success, my physical vitality and energy. It all is born to start with this one foundational discipline, one that I can honestly say I live daily, and one that has given me a sense of joy and peace and a sense of contribution that is far beyond anything I could have imagined 10 years ago. So what is this discipline or philosophy? Well, before I tell you that, let me first tell you this, that if you and I are going to have the privilege of really enjoying true success, we must be able to define it. Most people have no idea how to define what real success means to them. Sure, they have all of society's rules for what success means, cars and homes and money and prestige or degrees or a certain level of recognizability. But you know what? That rarely creates that sense of peace, that sense of connection, that sense that our life really is at the level of quality we really want it to be. How can we define success in a way that will cause us throughout our life not only pursue it, but to live it? I personally believe that success comes through a consistent increase in the quality of your life. Now let's think about that for a minute. Let's start with the word consistent. What does every champion have in common? Any great success, whether it be in sports, business, politics, relationships, is not consistency really the foundation? I mean, after all, anybody can get any result once in a while. But see, it's not that you're able to apply yourself once in a while. It's that absolute consistency that creates the fabric of success for a lifetime. And isn't that what you really want? You want lasting success. And that only comes from consistency. I remember Pat Riley one time speaking about the idea of the difference between having an excellent game or having game excellence. Well, what's the difference? Well, there's a very big difference. An excellent game is you go out and do something well for a very short period of time. You know, excellence means to excel. So you've excelled for a short period of time. But game excellence means that you consistently excel. You consistently expand. And that's the second part of the definition of success, that it's a constant increase in the quality of your life. In virtually every area of your life, from your spiritual life, your emotional life, your physical life, your mental life, your relationships, every aspect, your business, it's only then that we feel like we're really living life at the deepest level. So let me ask you a question. Are you truly successful right now in your life? Are you consistently increasing the quality of your life? Are you doing it in at least the five areas that I talk about? Are you constantly increasing the quality of your emotional life? Are you developing more passion and compassion, courage? Are you shaping yourself or allowing the environment to shape you? And is this improvement just once in a while, or is it constant? Is it daily? Even if it's on a small scale, we're not talking about huge improvements to feel like we're successful. We're talking about very small incremental improvements, because all those little incremental changes constantly come together, they accumulate to create momentum in your life and the experience of true success. How about in your physical body? Are you consistently increasing the quality of your physical vitality and energy? Or have you bought into a bunch of limiting beliefs that say, well, I'm getting a little bit older, you know, can't quite do things the way I used to? Tell that to Marva Hooks. At age 67, this woman decided she'd become a mountain climber. And at 92, she climbed to the top of Mount Fuji, the oldest living person to make it to that peak. Not too bad, huh? What about the area of your relationships? Are you consistently improving in this area? Because I got news for you. We're either climbing or we're sliding. There's no in-between. There are no plateaus. Are you improving there in your relationship with your spouse, in your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, with your relationship with your kids, with the people you're in business with every single day at work? What about in the area of your finances? Are you consistently finding ways to increase the quality of your economic life? And how about your time? Have you learned ways to be able to distort time, to increase the quality of the time you do have, instead of just complaining about, oh, there's no time for anything you can really do? If you're not, I know you're not satisfied. And my bet is that no matter how well you're doing in one category, there's an area that probably isn't improving as much as you want. And the reason is we get distracted. There's so much to do in this life, and there's so many challenges. But you know what? The only way we're going to get what we really want is by understanding what's most important to us. And that is a sense of increasing quality in every area of our life. Are you sold on the concept? Okay. Then how do we change things? What if we look to an area of our life and we aren't happy with it? What do we do to change? Well, the answer is we take action. First of all, we got to get aware that there's a challenge. And just focusing on the fact that an area isn't good enough is a good first step. But we got to go beyond our awareness to taking action. That's what I taught people to do in Personal Power. It's what we all already know we need to do inside our heart. So you go out and you take action. Does that really change the quality of your life? The answer is yes, in the short term. And that's critical. You say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make my relationship better. And for that night or that week, you go out and you knock the socks off your significant other. What do? You go out and you take them to dinner and you write them cards and you do all these wonderful little things. They're not really big things. They're just little things, but you do them all at one time. And you know what? That relationship just grows in its quality, in the quality of love and connection and emotional intensity for a week, maybe a month, or as long as the memory holds out. Because the problem is, the action was not consistent. And as a result, that same relationship someday may disappear. Because no matter how good something is, the only way we can enjoy quality in our life, true success, is through consistency. It's through consistent action.